Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Henry Ridgewell takes a look ahead.
For the world's political and business leaders, the annual World Economic Forum is the place to see and be seen. This year, there is added stardust. Donald Trump arrives Thursday, the first sitting U.S. president to attend since Bill Clinton in 2000. But it is Donald Trump's attitude to globalization and, by extension, free trade that is generating a tangible tension ahead of his speech that will close the summit Friday. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Treasury Department placed sanctions on 9 entities, including 2 China-based trading firms that help export millions of dollars worth of metals and other materials used in North Korea's defense sector. Thursday's China's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, said that Beijing opposes any country using its own laws to carry out what it called long-arm jurisdiction on Chinese companies or individuals. She also stated that she was unsure if any of those specified had violated UN resolutions in accordance with Chinese law. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said it would not be right for Turkey and the United States to discuss a potential safe zone in Syria until trust issues between the NATO allies have been resolved. That report coming from the Hürriyet newspaper. On Wednesday, local media had quoted Cavusoglu as saying that the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had proposed a 30-kilometer safe zone along Turkey's border with Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to answer any questions under oath as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference.